The scene is Studio B of radio station KRAP, where unbiased announcer Mason Jar is hard at work making out his timesheet when chief announcer Les Padiza enters and speaks.
Well, Mason, hard at work, I see. How's it going?
Okay, Les. What's on your mind?
Well, just all this mail that has been pouring in over the Kapow controversy. Now, I don't know if you checked or not, but we got 12 letters saying that Gravinsky should be declared the winner.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. He's clearly the better of the two.
Well, we also got 12 letters saying that Quidnix should be proclaimed the rightful champion.
Well, gosh, Les, what are we going to do?
Now, don't panic, Mason. We also got another letter from a fan in Kansas City who anticipated just such an occurrence, and furthermore, he has an excellent idea on how to solve the problem.
What's that?
Well, he suggests that we get the two contestants together here at KRAP and have a playoff with me as the sole judge.
Gosh, Les, that's a keen idea. But won't it be a lot of trouble to get them to come here?
Well, now, Mason, trouble is my middle name. And if you'll just take a look over at Studio A, you will see that Quidnix and Gravinsky are all set to go.
You got a real head on your shoulders. You know that, Les?
Well, that's what I'm paid for. So now if you'll just announce the numbers. Here they are. They each give me a list to go by.
Thanks, Les. Well, Herbert Quidnix will lead off with Moonlight and Roses. Quidnix has sure improved since the contest. That's as good as anything that Gravinsky ever played.
You're right, Mason. I knew that Herb had been working hard on his playing, but I didn't expect anything as good as that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Gravinsky's number is Mac the Knife. I guess you could say that Ronaldo has been hard at it too, Les. You know, that's the best kalimba music I've ever heard.
I'm afraid I must concur, Mason. What'll he think of next?
Well, Les, let's face it, he's unbeatable. And look at here what Quidnix is going to play. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. What a dumb, simple-minded tune. Now, how can anybody do anything with that? You know, that's what's going to beat him, Les. You just wait and see. I'm impressed. That's an unusual arrangement of such a dumb, simple-minded tune, and it sounded doggone good.
Right again, Mason. It sounds as though Gravinsky has his work cut out for him. What's his final number going to be?
Kalimba Capers. Oh, by the way, this is an original composition of his. Gravinsky would come through. Well, Les, are you ready to announce the winner?
Yes, I'm ready. And I don't know how you're going to take to this, but I have to disqualify Gravinsky.
What? Why, you biased old bum, I've about had with you. What are you talking about? Don't like Russian-born American Indians, huh?
Now, Mason, I don't have anything against Gravinsky in any way.
Then what the hell is this? Another of your dumb ideas? Well, I'm sick of them. All these years we've been working together, and you come up with some harebrained idea, and I gotta say,
gosh, Les, that's a keen idea, and golly gee, but you got a real head on your shoulders.
Well, I'm fed up, and I want to go see the station owner and let him know just how dumb I think you are.
Now, Mason, don't go off half-cocked. I think you should know that the reason I had to disqualify Gravinsky is the very first rule that says original compositions are not allowed to be played in any competition of Kapow. Well, you still want to go see the station owner?
You're damn right I do. Your being the chief announcer is a big joke. I can't understand you half the time, and you don't even pronounce some words correctly. Come on, let's go.
Well, all right. But I don't think Daddy will like it.
Daddy?
Yes, Daddy.
You mean your daddy owns this station?
That's right, Mason. Well, didn't you know?
Gosh, no, Les. I didn't know.
Well, I tell you what, Mason. Let's forget all those nasty things you said about me and just continue as we were. What do you think?
Gosh, Les, that's a keen idea. You know something, Les?
What's that?
I used to wonder why they named you chief announcer at KRAP, but not anymore. You got a real head on your shoulders.
That's what I'm paid for.
Thanks, Les.
That's okay, kid. Now, let's turn off the lights and lock up the station and go home.